WSIU 709, Monterey. WSIV 944, calling WSIV 709, can you copy? This is 709er, what's going on?
Not much, just driving my way home.
Not too bad. It's pretty damn nice out today.
Indeed it is. It feels like it's like very low or very, very, very high.
Hey, did I tell you about my microwave situation at the house?
Did you get like a new one and it doesn't fit where it's supposed to or something like that? I think you might have, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I got a new one. The old one fried out. So, spent some money, bought another one, get it all installed. Tuesday, so this would have been Saturday, I think. My wife was cooking. She wanted to heat up something in the microwave and put one of those plastic splash covers over the top of it. She went outside to get the mail really quick, and the neighbor sidetracked her and was talking to the neighbor for a while, and then all of a sudden she heard the smoke detector going off. She ran into the house. The whole house was filled with smoke. The plastic splash guard caught on fire, and whole inside of my microwave is all burnt up, and the whole house smells absolutely disgusting.
That's unfortunate. At least the microwave works, though. Does it still work?
Microwave is still working, even though I'd rather not have taken a crap and just buy another one for like $300, but it's awful. I can go in my house for maybe 4 hours at most, and then I gotta come outside, get some air, and it's giving me a headache and everything. It's just absolutely awful, to the point where I might have to do an insurance claim.
Yeah, that sucks. Try returning the microwave and claim it was full of diesel.
No, I heard with Amazon, it's not uncommon that things are covered in diesel.
Yeah, no, I feel that one. I picked up a pack of socks, and it was just absolutely soaked in diesel. I don't know what kind of operation they got going on there, but, geez.
Yeah, I don't know how a company like that could stay up and running. How was your day off?
Nah, it was alright. Nothing really to report. Nothing crazy happened.
Nothing wrong with that. Can't go wrong with a chill day.
I mean, most of my days off are just do-nothing days, so it's always nice.
All right, I'm picking up what you're putting down. On your days off, I'll make a list of all the things you do.
No coffee on your lab. Tons of noise.
Good. You weren't meant to hear it.
Yeah, all I heard was good, you weren't about to hear, and the rest of it cut out.
Alright, is this any better?
Much better. I changed to the Detroit repeater, so you're coming crystal clear.
Oh, you know what I just thought of? going to have to get a hold of maybe Daniel or JP, have them throw away a couple items in Tony's room.
That'd be funny.
That would be funny. I'm not even there and it's still happening.
Give him a nice short psychological break in his where did all this stuff go, and then out of the blue it just starts disappearing again.
It'd be even better if it happened on a day when Justin's not even there.
Yeah, Tony would lose his mind, and it would just be like, who's throwing away all my stuff?
Yeah, I have a feeling Strickland knows it's me. I have a feeling he probably popped it up on the camera. Mainly because every time Tony would walk by me, he would always have that look on his face like, oh crap, what's going to happen?
I mean, that's possible, but there's no camera in the engraving room, so it'd be like a maybe, possibly, who knows.
Yeah, but the one that's over by the printing area, that shows me walking out of there with some couple boxes and stuff.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I gotta step away for about 5 minutes. I'll be back in 2 shakes of a lamb's tail. WSIU 709.
Roger that. WSIV 944, standing by.
WSIU 709, 944, you out there?
This is WSIV 944, I copy.
Well, that's all it took for me was one phone call. I gotta get up and get out the door and head out to Lake Orion, visit the parents. My dad fell again and cut his arm pretty good, so might take him up to the hospital now.
Right on. Hope everything's all right.
All right, sir. Well, you have a good night, and I'll probably be back on here possibly in the afternoon tomorrow as you're headed in, but I know for sure I'll be back out here tomorrow night probably. All right, man. WSIU 709, signing out.
This is WRWB 49, and we're standing by. WSHM 738. You got a copy? This is WRWB 489.
I do have a copy, WSHM 738. Good morning.
Good morning out there.
Admiring all this road construction all over the place.
That's real common around this time of year. They decide, oh, we'll wait all summer and procrastinate, and then at the last minute cram it all in all at once.
Yeah, they just got too many things going on in too many places, right? I mean, I don't know how they... I mean, granted, it needs to get done, but it only all needs to get done because they've only let it go too long, right? So things are a mess.
Yeah, that's true. A big mess, causing all kinds of congestion.
Yeah, I'm wondering how the eastbound 696 thing is going. I think they got a tore up from, well, what looks to be just east of I-75 all the way through Southfield or maybe even 275, I think. But and then next year it's going to be the westbound side. But I'm wondering how they're progressing through the eastbound side. I'm thinking at this stage of the game, they got to be getting three quarters of the way finished, I would think.
Yeah, you would think so, but then again, if it's a union job, good luck.
Well, these things have schedules, right? And sometimes they finish them early and they get a bonus or whatever. I mean, I'm not speaking of that part. I'm just saying they know typically how long it's going to take. So they said this year eastbound, next year westbound. So I'm just wondering how they're coming along. I don't travel on that stretch of highway, so I have no idea. I went out there for the golf show, I think, in late March or early April. And man, was it a pain in the dupa.
I know, I was working out that way for a minute over there by Tel 12. And it was a mess. It's like, oh my lord. I just finally just would just take 696, not 696, but just take 16 mile to Corton and then Corton down just to get where I had to be.
Boy, I haven't heard that name in a long time. The Tel 12 Mall. Where is that one at? Is that in the middle of Southfield?
Right there, what is it? Telegraph and like 696 area.
That mall's still functioning?
As a shopping center now, most of the mall they tore down, and they left some of the anchor tenants, and then Meijer moved in there, and Lowe's moved in there, and you know, there's like maybe a little bit of remnants of it from the old anchor tenants, and if you go around the back half, you'll see part of the old Montgomery Ward still there. Not used, of course, but just sitting there vacant.
Yeah, I remember Eastland Mall, so I used to work there through high school, and I think a year after. That was a beautiful mall back in the day, and then there was a time, 2021, where I was working that extra job for about 3 months and determined it was a waste of time, but Anyways, I was smoking then, so I parked. I was down that way, and I stopped in a small parking lot to have a smoke because I've been smoking my car. And I couldn't believe how desolate that mall looked. And then it was only a matter of a couple years, and it was gone.
Yep, that one's gone. Northland, that's gone. Yeah, they're, now Lakeside's gone. But McCall Mall seems to be holding on, and they're holding on strong, so.
Yeah, they seem to be in Oakland Mall, starting to fall apart. I think Macy's pulled out of there. You know, it's still kind of holding on. But I think it's just a few more years for these things. And I hate to see the brick and mortar go away because, I mean, when you want to go buy a pair of shoes and try them on and look at them, whether it's a shirt or a pair of pants or whatever, you're not going to be able to do it. You have to wait for the Amazon driver.
I see a lot of the big box stores like Meijer, Walmart, Target, they're starting to carry more of the higher-end name brands.
Yeah, I hate to see what's going on, but it's happening. I don't even think Partridge Creek is, I think they're starting to fall apart too, I think.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, no, they just hit some new restaurants. Andiamo is in there now. They just put a new Andiamo in there. And there's a few other stores that they just brought in there. But as far as the anchor tenants, the only thing that's keeping that mall alive, you know, is MJR. And that's about it. You know, you got the smaller and then some of the name brand restaurants. But other than that, there really isn't much. The other two anchor tenants, they left. The Apple store, that's looking to close there.
Yeah, it's terrible. But one mall that is still thriving is that one on 16 Mile Road. Somerset? Is that Somerset?
Yeah, Somerset Collection. Yep, that's still thriving.
Yeah, anyways. Hate to see it. I don't know, man. All this Amazon ordering is killing everything.
Yeah, when you can buy a bag of, a set of five output transistors for like $6 on Amazon versus going to like, say, Able and, you know, they want to charge you $11 per one. I mean, you know, I could see why Amazon's killing all the brick and mortar stores.
Yeah, well, how's that power supply project coming anyways?
It's called Work in Progress. You know, he started working on it, and then he had to stop, and that. But he's going to go back to it, you know, sometime this week when he gets time.
Yeah, okay. Probably what has happened is one of the, or more than one of, past transistors shorted. I'm guessing. There can be many things that go wrong. But when that happens, that puts the full 25 or 26 volts, which is filtered by a big capacitor right after the bridge rectifier. And that gets put on those output transistors. And then the IC itself gets powered up generates the voltage out to drive a transistor than to drive the base of those outputs. But the problem is when the pass transistor is short, they put the full 26 on the output, and in order to protect what's hooked up to it, they have an SCR that has a gate that's watching for too high of a voltage, and then it creates a crowbar and shorts out the positive and negative. And then at that point, it's usually pretty much shutting down the IC at that point. So, so it's got to be something along those lines. So it shouldn't be too difficult. Those power supplies are not that difficult. And there's about a 7% chance it's the IC. But being that you had a bridge rectifier go bad, it's probably not the IC.
Yeah, copy. All right, well, I gave him all the parts. He was working on it. And then he stopped, and then we went and did some other stuff. So, but he said he'd get back to it, you know, this week.
Yep, I also see that some Astrons was SCR short for whatever reason, and of course it kills the output, right? It's a dead short between the negative and positive, so. Anyway, aside, I'm sure he'll get it.
Yeah, copy that. WRWB 49.
Yeah, WSHM 738. Yeah, traffic's strolling along pretty good here this morning. Of course, it's pretty early for people.
Yeah, I know. Where I gotta go, it gets congested. You know, they got 23 mile road and 94. That's all, you know, down the two lanes, and you know, they got that new Sheets gas station going up there. They're almost done with that. And of course, they got road projects down, you know, up on 26, in between County Line and 94. There, that's down the two lanes. It's all congested up that way.
Yeah, they haven't started tearing down that bank there at 14 Mile Road in Utica yet.
Okay, so the plan with that is, because of the historical, you know, nature of that building, Sheets, I guess, is going to keep the old part of that building and the front fascia, and turn that all into the gas station. So, that's all going to be incorporated, I guess, you know, when they get done. So it's going to look like the old bank, what do they call that, the old State Bank of Fraser or something. That all is going to be the same, and they're just going to, you know, incorporate it around all that. That's the plan, I guess.
Yeah, interesting.
I guess some Historical Preservation Society and City of Fraser and Sheets all came to an agreement. So the part of the building gets to stay.
Everybody's got to have a hand into the thing, you know what I mean? I kind of get it in some regard. It was just a bank. Dynamite it.
That's just like Sacred Heart, you know. You've got the guy that owns that art gallery, Gonzo's, right there at, what is that, Utica and Gratiot there. You know, he's been for years trying to keep that place from getting torn down.
Dynamite it. Put up a new modern building. It's a bank, for Christ's sakes.
The Sacred Heart was that church. Right there at the 12 Mile in Gratiot. Or was that 11 Mile in Gratiot?
Yeah, I'm talking about the bank over there at 14 in Utica where Sheets has gone dynamited.
Yeah, well, Sacred Heart, that's going along with Apple Annie's. They're going to be putting a Sheets there too.
Dynamited. Dynamite it, buy a couple of rakes, rake out the rubble, bring some fill dirt in, build a new modern building.
Yep. Well, that's like that two-story building there that's at 22 and Romeo Plank. They're tearing that down too to widen Romeo Plank there and put a roundabout in. And there's a lot of people up there that are upset about that, too.
I should buy it, build a new building, and call it the Chip Emporium. Be like a big giant store for potato chips. You know, barbecue, sour cream and onion, sea salt. Kettle brand.
Yeah, copy.
Alright, anyways, Mike, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to make my stop for my coffee and donut, and then carry on. So, I will catch you later, and have a good rest of your day.
Alrighty, we'll catch you later. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by.
Alright, WSHM
738-73. WSHF 567, monitoring. Morning time out there, Sam. WRWB 49. Morning, Mike. Hold on, I'll be back in a little while, or well, not too long, but I just gotta take out my trash and take care of some other things before I get inside the mobile here.
I see that. This is WSID 817 monitoring.
WSFF 330 monitoring and mobile.
WSHF 567, good morning, DJ.
WRUP 244, hey, hey there, Sam, what's up?
This is much better.
Yes, this is for people that want to communicate like normal and regular folks, you know what I mean, yes.
What are you doing today?
Well, I'm going to laze around the house this morning. I'm going to go to my mom's this afternoon. She's cooking some ribs, and she's got a few things I got to do up there. Then I'll be back home again. Tomorrow is our company picnic. And Thursday I work, and then Friday I go back up. My mom wants me to pick up some apples. And I have a football game I got to announce.
Jill, go eat mom's ribs. No, Dad, I'm Friday.
She bakes them, or not bakes them, boils them or whatever, puts them on a pan, and she lets me, I paint them with the Uncle Ray's or whatever. And evidently, I know how to barbecue pretty good. My dad and both her love the way I get, you know, equally do that. It's not that hard. I mean, it's easy. But the meat just falls off the bone. It's awesome ribs with that Uncle Ray, right?
Right, so.
What's going on with you?
I'm going to button up this motor today. I had to uninstall an engine to put a stator in, so I got the stator installed into the engine, so I got to reinstall the engine into the machine.
Did you ever get that wheel off you? Was that what you were trying to do? Get the, the axle or whatever it was?
On my Harley, nope, it's stuck. I got to buy what they call a heat induction tool to heat up the axle so it'll slide out. It won't come out.
Yeah, wow, I'm telling you, yeah, I know you've been working on it. I've been monitoring, so definitely. Okay, Sam, I'm going to take a break here, just watch a little tube here, grab some breakfast. I'm kind of just lazing around the house this morning, so I have the radios on, so maybe we'll catch you in the mobile when we're headed out or something, you know. I'm sticking on 21, maybe up to 22 once in a while, but 21 is where I'll be mostly.
After all that, I did DJ, WSHF 567. You have a good day, DJ.
WSHF 567, WRUP 244. We are clear and listening just on the repeater.
All right, 244, you have yourself a good day. WSHF 567, monitors.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WRPV 448, Paige, good morning.
Good morning, Kurt. How are you feeling today? You're definitely audio-wise sounding a lot better.
Kurt is home and happy to be home. And, wow, yeah, Kurt is feeling good this morning. Well, feeling better this morning. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Well, better is good.
Yeah, very, very good. While I was in the hospital, I had my HT with me. And I had three nurses ask seriously about it, and I think two of them are actually going to get into this as well, get their license and look at purchasing radios. I thought that was really, really cool.
Hey, anything to expand the hobby is definitely a good thing, you know, and for the most part, what I love about GMRS is even though the license is not expensive, it does seem to keep most of the riffraff out of it.
Yeah, I explained it's like a CV but not like CV, and that we have a community with, you know, great respectful members. Hello, community. It's good to be back on the air. And, yeah, one guy's definitely going to buy it. I know, because he's a guy, you know. He's just, you know, we thought the radio thing was so cool. Probably reminded him of Cub Scouts or something. I have no idea. And the one lady really liked the idea of being able to talk to her husband and her daughter in the event that her cell phone doesn't work and all that. So, yeah, it was really, really nice to have something to talk to them about. And also, I don't know if anyone out there knows what they're going through at Genesis Hospital, but they're about ready to go on strike. And we can't let that happen. Whatever they need over there, we should support them. I just wanted to say that out there to the community.
Yeah, roger that. Healthcare as a whole, you know, is understaffed, underpaid, underappreciated. And it's a shame.
Well, I want to say that I got the best care ever this time around in the hospital, and it was Genesis Hospital there, right there in Grand Blanc. And, yeah, it was a really good experience, or a really good stay as far as hospital stays could go. And with that, enough about me. I miss the community, and I'm going to kick back and monitor today and just enjoy being at home. So, Paige, it's good to talk with you. I hope you had a good day off. WRPB 448 for identification.
Yeah, I did. I got a lot done, and I got a couple things to do this morning. My partner started college yesterday, so they were at school all day, so I got to kind of get some of my stuff done, and then they got a class this morning I just dropped them off for, and I'll go back in about 3 hours to pick them up, spend the day together, and then back to the grind tomorrow. But all is well up here.
Awesome, man. I was happy to hear you actually had a day off yesterday, and was curious, how was the weather in your area yesterday afternoon?
It was a little bit cool, but it was pleasant. I woke up this morning, it was 49 degrees up here right now.
Holy cow. Yeah, you know, it seemed like I went into the hospital, it was 80-some degrees outside, and then, you know, I get out of the hospital and it's like 40-some degrees outside, it feels like. I Rip Van Winkle or something, I don't know. It was kind of funny to note that. But, it's chilly here this morning.
Yeah, I was listening to the weather forecast, and they're saying the highs this week are only going to be like 69, and possibility of rain every day this week. I think they said thunderstorms tomorrow, so that's kind of going to suck, but, you know, oh well.
Yeah, I don't got much else. We got a little bit of rain here yesterday. I had just gotten home and got set up on the porch, and of course, it rained a bit. And I turned on the radar and took a look, and, you know, it was going to pass in like 5 minutes. So, yeah, really light rain. I don't even think it got the grass terribly wet.
Yeah, it looked like it may have sprinkled a little bit yesterday, but nothing significant. And then they said this afternoon it's supposed to rain, but I'm looking in the sky right now, and I see a couple of dark clouds, but nothing really major. So, who knows. It's Michigan. If you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes.
Copy that. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to kick back and monitor. I'm still pretty tired, and I got a lot of paperwork I got to go through this morning, and it's really good to talk with you, and I'll be monitoring on and off today, and always a pleasure. So this is WRPB 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, and I am clear on your final 810.
Roger that, Kirk. Glad you're home and doing a little bit better. It's good to hear you, and always a pleasure to chat with you. Keep on that path to recovery. Enjoy your day. With you. With CTEM Charlie Zebra 810.
WSBQ 996 Shelter, this is WRWB 49.
Morning, Mike, WSHF 567.
Morning, time out there, Sam. Yeah, I was calling for Polly, but evidently he's not by the radio. You out there, Polly? Get a copy on WSBQ 996. Anyway, what's going on, Sam? I guess Sam dropped out.
No, I'm still here. Sitting here drinking coffee, smoking weed, and surfing the web, and talking on the radio.
Copy that. I'm just on my way to work here.
Yeah, I'll be out there soon. I gotta install this engine, reinstall this engine. Once I'm done with that, this thing can go home.
Yeah, copy that. What kind of application are you working on?
X-Mark, zero turn. The skater went bad in it, and they didn't make a bar on it where you can unloosen the bar, you know, to move the bar out of the way so you can get the shroud off. You have to uninstall the engine in order to get the shroud off in order to do the job. So it was a big job, but I got her done.
I hate things like that.
Now, if it wasn't the things breaking down, I wouldn't be making no money, so I'm quite thankful.
Yeah, I hear you there.
WSA 8336, mobile and monitoring.
What's going on there, 336?
Oh, not much. Just starting my day, heading off to see my mom, and then get some things straightened around over at her place. What are you up to?
Just out here talking to Sam. On my way to work.
Oh yeah, copy that. Who am I talking with?
You got Mike here, Mike India, Kilo Echo.
Okay, yeah, I didn't quite catch all that, but that's cool. Yeah, just started my day and, doing some deliveries or something?
No, you got Mike here. No, I do, in-home care. That's my profession.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, cool. I'm kind of tied up with my mom right now. She needs my help a couple times a day, and she's going to be having therapy come in here, I think, four times a week, so that'll maybe give me a little break. But, I'm just playing it by ear, really.
I copy that. Yeah, it's always good to have someone come in to help, too.
Yeah, I copy that. She's got therapy lined up. That's one of the people I'm going to meet today. They're going to give her an eval and then figure out a plan.
They do, they'll bring in a physical therapist and a nurse, and, you know, they come, like, you know, according to, you know, what you want.
Roger that. She's had in-home therapy before, so we kind of know the drill a little bit on that. But yeah, they'll let her us know what they're gonna do, and she's doing pretty good though. She's really progressed in the last 2 weeks.
That's good.
Yeah, her biggest hurdle is she has some fluid that build up just above her elbow, and it's very painful. So that's really all she's struggling with. Her shoulder she got surgery on doesn't even really hurt. It hurts more on the back towards the top of her shoulder.
Yeah, I think she had rotator cuff surgery or bursitis.
Negative. She had a, they call it a reverse shoulder replacement.
Yeah, replacement part.
Yeah, the doctor told us it's the best way to go because of her age. He didn't want to pin it, and he couldn't put plates in. He said it would never hold.
Plus, you know, stress, too.
Yeah, she's got to stop falling. That's her main problem. She tries to do stuff by herself, and she's not able to, but being a stubborn German woman, she's, you know, she is what she is.
Oh, yeah, I take care of all types, you know, that are stubborn. They try to do the most themselves, but, you know, they can't always do it.
Yeah, I figured you'd know exactly what I'm talking about.
I'd imagine it's got to be hard admitting that you're old and you can't do things for yourself. So I can imagine that being quite hard for an older person to relinquish the power, so to speak.
Oh, yeah, she tells me all the time, just think about if this was you, how you would feel, you know, and I get it. But you also got to be smart enough to know that it's not good for you to do some things by yourself.
I had a grandmother the same way, you know, 89 years old, still working out in the yard, pushing boulders around with a hand truck, like, you know. Like, you should have called me.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, I get it. When they're able to do stuff like that, I totally get it. But my mom has fallen, I would say, in the last year at least 8 times, and 3 of them were not good.
It's not good at all because sometimes you can die from just a simple break at that age.
Yeah, affirmative. Yeah, if she, you know, her cancer doctor, she had cancer and everything, and she said if you fall, you could internally bleed out, and that doesn't stop her either. So, anyway, man, nice chatting with you, Mike. This is Chuck, WSAA 336, out of Saginaw. And, you have a good day, my friend.
You as well.
Sounds like your mother's got a good son by her side. You keep up that good work, man. You'll be rewarded one day.
Thank you very much. That's that means a lot. Because yeah, it's a lot harder than I really thought it would be. And yeah, I really appreciate that. That them are really kind words, and I thank you for that.
I only wish my mother was still here. She left us 8 years ago, and I missed that to-do list, you know, so. Everybody that's taking care of their parents are definitely doing the right thing, no doubt. And, yeah, like I said, you'll definitely be rewarded one day, if you're not already rewarded, right? I mean, think about it. Our parents took care of us, so we got to take care of them. No doubt. They call me Sam, out of Warren. WSHF-567. I'm clear.
Amen, Sam. Yeah, this is WSAA-336, and I'll be clear, monitoring and mobile.
Well, it's nice talking to you, nice listening to you, man, and keep up that good work, no doubt about it. Yep. Is your dad still here? I'd imagine he's probably not, but, you know, I understand, man. I never had a dad, you know. I only ever had a mom, and she's gone, so. I like to hear these stories about people taking care of their parents. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, you're exactly right about that. No, I lost my dad, I believe it was 2001. I miss him, but you're right. I try to keep that in mind with my mom, that this is just a temporary thing. We're all just here for a short time, and I totally get what you're saying, and I appreciate it. WSAA-336.
You know what I appreciate? I don't even know you, man, but I know a few people like you. Like, there's this boogeyman over here. He took care of his mom and dad. He lives right next door to him. His mom passed away. He's still taking care of dad. I appreciate stories like that, you know, because someone needs to take care of the older generation instead of putting them in a home and making them do it all on their own in a home, you know, all by themselves. That's just wrong.
Yeah, copy that. I do what I can. I'm just glad I'm semi-retired, because I wouldn't have the time to do it, and then I would really feel like I'm letting her down, you know. But yeah, you're right about that.
Sounds like you're doing all the right things, man. Just keep it up. You know, she knows. Even if she's out of her mind sometimes, she knows.
Thank you, my friend. This is WSAA-336. I'll be clear, monitoring, and mobile.
My father-in-law just passed away recently. He had Parkinson's disease, and he didn't really know who anybody was towards the end, you know, so. It's tough with this older generation, but we got to take care of them. Anyways, you have a good day. I'm clear. WSHF-567. I'm back quiet.
WRUP-244 in the group. WRWP, Mike, you still on mobile?
There's another good one right there. Yep, there's another good one. Takes care of his mom and dad. Yep.
Thanks, Sam. Yep. I think, like the other gentleman, you know, you got to take it. And I agree with what you said, too, Sam, about no home. And, like, it is what it is. I'm very blessed, so I appreciate that as well. The gentleman up in Saginaw, you sounded good on the repeater up there. I know they're all networked together, but you were folk lighting. And I'm down here near Sam by Madison Heights, and I'm on the Detroit repeater. So that was working. I used to work at a radio station up there.
Ah, very cool, man. Yeah. It's good to hear that I'm coming in good. I'm on a DB20 mobile unit in my truck, and I got just the Goya antenna magnet mount on top, and it seems to be working really good. I can get out of range though sometimes, and it gets kind of fuzzy, but if I'm right around in town here, yeah, I can pick up a lot. Appreciate the feedback.
WSHA-336. The name here, Jim Juliet, India Mike, WRUP-244. Yeah, again, Yeah, sounding good on the repeater. Again, like I said, I know they're all networked together, and that's kind of a cool thing. You can talk, you know, and not worry about it. But, yeah, I did work up in that Saginaw market for a while. I'm down in Detroit now. I'm retired and still work 3 days a week doing traffic down here on the radio and then take care of my parents as well. Yeah, I used to remember that commute, 88 up and 88 back.
Very cool, man. Yeah, keep up the good work, and I will also. I just got to my destination. Very nice talking with you guys, and I appreciate all the feedback and all the kind words. This is WSAA 336, and I'm clear.
WSAA 336, I think I have it right that time. What was your name again? Again, mine's WRUP 244, Jim. And let me know if I have your call correctly and your name, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I believe so. It's Whiskey Sierra Alpha Alpha 336. My personal is Chuck, and I'm out of Saginaw.
Chuck W, I like your calls better than mine's like a mess, but Whiskey Sierra Alpha Alpha 336. Dad would love that one too. Dad's 88. He loves 36 as his number, Chuck. 73, this is WRUP 244. We're out.
Now, DJ, I don't even know the other gentleman. Just talked to him for the first time today, but he seems like an all right gentleman to me. Just like you. I know you. And I know what you do, so I give you two thumbs up. I give him two thumbs up all day long. Anybody that takes care of their parents in their time of need gets two thumbs up by me.
Sam, like I said, my dad's 88, and he has a rough. Some days are good, some days are bad. We'll go up there and hopefully, you know, just the time there, and some days are good and some are bad. Some days he's crabby like I'm crabby. And my mom, she's like a spring chicken every day, but again, like I said, they will never, you know, and I'm, you know, I know people have to do that. I know people have to send people to a home or whatever. As long as I'm walking on the earth and I'm able to do what I got to do, they will remain in their home. That's all I can say. Now, if I became disabled, it would be up to my sister to make that decision, but right now, as I say, as I'm able to do what I have to do, that's what happens. Okay, enough said about that. Anyway, 73, Sam, WSHF567, WRUP244, we are still listening.
Believe it or not, this conversation today filled my heart just a little bit more hearing, you know, the good stories, you know, the good things, you know. I like hearing it. Maybe it's because I don't have a mom and a dad anymore, I don't know, but, yeah, it's a really good thing. Anyways, let's get off the subject. You have a good day, DJ. I'm going to go out there and open up the garage and get my day started. WSHF 567. It's been a pleasure.
WRZT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Morning, WIZP 544. This is WSJB 841. How are you this morning?
Morning, 841. WRZP 544. All systems go here. Looks like it's going to be a bright and sunny day, about 70 degrees. Currently it's 45 degrees. Roger.
Copy. Yeah, it looks like the weather's going to be pretty clear today. I've been laid up recovering from surgery. I went in on Friday morning, and it's kind of crazy. I've been inside mostly since then, but I went in and it was like, you know, 80s and scorching outside, and came out and now it's 60s.
Roger that. Well, you know the old saying, welcome to Michigan. Yeah, it promises to be a good week here as well. So again, all systems go here, no complaints. Sitting down having my morning coffee with the missus. Again, promises to be a great day up here at present.
Hey, Copy. Yeah, we've talked a couple times here and there, but I heard your name pop off, so I just wanted to chime in and wish you a happy morning. Everything's good to go here. This is WSJB 841 Clearing Monitoring on your final.
That, sir. You be safe and enjoy your day. Always a pleasure. Having my receipt. WRGQ 544. Boyd and Johnny Bob, clear monitoring the radio. WIUP 488, WRGP 544. WRGP 544, clear the net.
WSDM 993 monitoring.
Good morning, Chad. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810993. Good morning there, Paige. How's it going today? Just getting home from work, are you?
Negative. I was off yesterday. I'm up at Delta waiting for Jace to get out of school.
Roger that. I see your place of employment out there is hiring a front desk operator.
Yep. Where'd you see that at?
I think it was on, I don't remember where I seen it actually. I just seen it earlier today. I can't remember where, I think, online somewhere.
Yeah, they're hurting for help for sure.
Roger that. I wonder if I could, wonder if that'd be a good position for me. What do you think?
Well, it depends how good you are at, multitasking.
Like, what all does it consist of, that job? Like, what all do you have to do?
Yeah, it depends what shift you're on. Night shift is, occasionally you might check somebody in or deal with a problem, fold laundry, get breakfast ready. Second shift is primarily checking guests in. First shift is primarily checking them out. And then a whole bunch of other stuff here and there, you know. People calling up, checking on reservations, making reservations, things like that.
Yeah, Roger. What's his name still head of the management over there, that one guy that we see in that day, Stacy?
Affirmative. I don't know. Whispers that he's supposed to be leaving soon, but I'm not holding my breath on that.
He must be the one that does all the hiring and firing over there, huh?
Affirmative.
Hey, Roger. You're just waiting for your partner to get out of class, and that's about it, eh?
Yeah, we're going to hang out on campus for a little while because Jason's friend brings them to school Monday mornings, so I offered to bring the friend back on Tuesday, so we got to hang out a little while, wait for them to get out of class, and then we'll head back to Midland.
What are they going to school for? Like, what is their major? What is their, you know, what are they doing?
I believe that they're both more or less on the same track because some of their classes overlap. But Jace is studying early childhood development.
Sorry about that, Paige. I got had to do something there. What were you saying there? They're going into what was it?
I know Jace is going for early childhood development. I'm not sure what the friend is, but something along those same lines because they're in a lot of the same classes.
Yep, copy that one. Well, looks like the sun's out, I can see. It looks like it was going to be a nice day today. From what I can tell, it looks like it. I don't know. But, all right, man. Well, we'll definitely see you Thursday as planned. I'm going to get back to monitoring, take care of a few things, wake up a little bit. Got an appointment at 11. So, we'll connect with you a little later, probably there. WSBM 993 will be monitoring after yours, our page.
Alrighty, sounds good. We'll talk to you later. I'll be out of the vehicle here in a minute. 4CFM Charlie Z, Ray 10, clear.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
WSIV 474, mobile and monitoring.
This is WSIE 375. You're coming in loud and clear. Very good.
Appreciate the copy, 375. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, thanks. Pretty soon I got to jump in the shower and get out of the house. How are you doing today? Also, if you don't mind my asking where you're at, I'm in Mount Clinton Township on the Mount Clemens repeater.
Yeah, I'm just getting started myself. I am over on the east side of Detroit, currently driving up Altered Force 94 here on the Detroit repeater.
Awesome. Like I said, you're coming in great. I'll let you get back to it, WSIE 375. I'll be clear.
WSIE 474, clear and monitoring.
WSHF 567, monitoring.
WSGH 922, monitoring.
Hey, 922, WRVV 525, how are you doing today?
Well, hello there, Nick. 525, I believe, in Southfield, right? I'm doing well.
Yeah, you got it. It's been a minute since I've been on the radio here. Been kind of a busy end to the summer here, getting back in the swing of things with kids going back to school and everything.
Oh, yeah, roger that. Yep, the little ones are back at it, aren't they? Yeah, I haven't heard you in a minute. Even on the ham side, I haven't heard you.
Yeah, just doing some traveling and stuff, and like I said, just busy with a bunch of stuff around last couple months. Really, it's been a while since I've been on the area either side. So still turning on every once in a while, but I haven't been on the mic for a bit. So we'll get back in there. He's back into it.
Yeah, roger that. Good deal. Yeah, good to hear you out there, Nick. You get a new radio yet? I know you were looking at one, I believe. I ended up getting the Yaesu FT991A for the ham side.
Okay, nice. Yeah, no, I didn't get any new radios. I was looking at that that new Yaesu, the FTX one or whatever. I was hoping for that to be full duplex, and turns out that it's not. So I was looking for something for like the linear satellites. I got handhelds and stuff that I can use for just the regular FM satellites, but. Yeah, I put that one on hold, so I don't know. Nothing is, like, striking my interest quite at this moment, so we'll see. I'm sure something will come around, and I'll be getting something eventually.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I ended up pulling the trigger on an FT510 for the mobile digital and UHF, VHF, that thing is amazing. I love that radio.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that is a good radio. I don't know. I heard a couple little things coming out about the ICOM 5200, I think it is. A little bit of details are coming out, but not a whole lot yet, so I might be a little interested in that, but yeah, otherwise still working with that N7500. They did release the newer version, the N7600. Yeah, speaking with what I got, it's working for me. I did fire up the, I got an ICOM 7000, like all band, all mode. I was doing a little camping in Indiana and fired that up. So that was nice to get out there with that in the woods.
Oh, yeah, good deal. ICOM 7000, I'm not sure about that one. I got to look that up, but ICOM's a good one. I know that 7300's a good radio. But, yeah, you were cutting out a little bit there, Nick. I don't know if you're away from the repeater, but you were a little bit scratchy on that last one.
Yeah, I was around some buildings, but I am getting a little farther away here, but I'm actually just pulling up to my destination, but I heard you in there, so I thought I'd give you a shout, and I will talk to you next time. WRVV 525.
talking with you. Don't be a stranger. We'll chat with you again. WSGH-932 will be clear.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WSBM 993 from WSIG 817, you copy?
Good afternoon, Mike. WSBM 993, copy.
WSFY 587, WSFY 587.
WSFY 587, I was just initiating a conversation with Chad, but if you give it a minute, I'll talk to you too. I'll call you back in a minute. Chad, I heard you talking to Paige this morning. Did you apply for that job?
Negative. I talked to Animal Control today. They called me and said that they got a upcoming orientation coming up for August. They said my application is still pending. It's in the review process of pending. And they said I should be getting an email soon. And then once I get the email letting me know that I have an approval or a denial, which I know it will be approved because I don't have any criminal history background or any issues that would prevent me from it being denied. They said they should be able to move forward from there once I get the email and letting me know and stuff, so.
Yeah, roger that. So, yeah, you probably just got another couple of weeks to wait for the orientation, and then they'll have you, they'll either assign you somebody to work with, or you can coordinate with me or Lori. You can just say if you have somebody that will get you acquainted with the building and how we take care of dogs there. You can say I'll work with Mike Bright or Lori Fulcher, and we'd be happy to have you follow us around. Usually it's like, it kind of depends on the person, but it's usually about 3 visits where we have you follow somebody around before you start working on your own. But if you pick it up real fast, then so be it. We'll kind of see how it goes. But, yeah, that's awesome. We'll be happy to have you.
Yeah, roger that. When I applied on the application, I put down for dog walking, dog walkers. And then I also put down for cleaning kennels and doing stuff with the kennels and stuff like that.
Yeah, roger that. Well, we could use the help in pretty much any and all aspects. So Another interesting thing going on is the Heritage Homecoming Parade. I put in the Saginaw County Animal Care and Control's application to have a float in the parade. So I got to wait for that to be approved. And we're going to dress up the dogs. It's going to be called, our float is called Queen of Hearts Royal Canine Court. Queen of Hearts Royal Canine Court. What do you think about that?
Queen of Hearts Royal Canine Heart, you said?
Yeah, Royal Canine Court. Court, as like if there was a judge involved. C-O-U-R-T. We're going to dress up the dogs as... I already thought what we're going to do is we're going to get that temporary hair dye, or like you can spray it. I remember I used to buy it like for dress up days or whatever, but you can like spray paint your hair different colors. And so I'm going to pick up some red and make a stencil, and I'm going to temporarily hairspray red dye in the shape of hearts on the sides of the dogs, so they'll look like those little card people. Because the theme of the whole parade is like Alice in Wonderland themed.
Roger that. Well, that sounds pretty cool, man. Definitely, for sure. I might try to make it to that parade and watch that parade this year. It's been a couple of years since I've actually watched the Heritage Homecoming Parade. It's a really nice parade. I enjoy watching it. It's been a few years, though, but it's just definitely good. So hopefully I'll get an opportunity to make some time to watch that parade. I know it's sometime, what is it, October, isn't it? Is when they do it, or September?
Yeah, right on. I think it's October 3rd. It's on a Friday, and it's right before the homecoming game. So October 3rd, I think the parade... I don't know, we got to meet at the beginning point at like 3:30, and then the parade starts at 4, and it only goes for about a half an hour. It's really short. It goes from like the corner of Weiss and, or Shattuck and Mackinac over to Heritage, you know, through Shattuck up the center, and then... Yeah, it's a real short parade, but, you know, there's tons of politicians in there, and God knows that the shelter needs as much positive PR as they can possibly get right now.
Yeah, Roger, yeah, most definitely, for sure. Yeah, sounds like a pretty good, you know, thing you're doing there, man, for sure. That's really cool, man. That's really awesome. WSBM 993 for radio identification ID. Take a little break here and give the airwaves some clearance. Maybe that other gentleman there wants to get in. But thanks for reaching out, Mike. We'll definitely talk again soon more. This will be WSBM 993. We'll be back on the monitoring side for right now. And if that other station out there wanted to get in, go ahead, WSBM 993.
Yeah, roger that. WSFY 587. This is WSID 817. How are you doing today, gentlemen?
I'm good. How are your day, gentlemen?
It's going all right. I had to do mid-year performance review. So I had to do a performance review on myself. For work, and then I had to review it with my boss, and basically at the end of it you get a report card of things that you can improve on and things that you did well, and you get like a grade at the end of it. You know, I didn't knock it out of the park. I'm always swinging for the fences, but I don't always get it right every single time, so there's always room for improvement. But, what you been up to today?
I've gotta go up, pump the engine and pipe to look at a farm.
Alright, I heard that you were transmitting, but I wasn't able to hear exactly what you were saying. Would you mind speaking into the microphone and speaking up just a little bit more, and come back one more time?
I'm not doing nothing really. Just got a lot of dog books. But I'm doing good, nothing really.
Alright, maybe one more. That one was a little bit better. If you're using a handheld, you kind of have to stand still and hold the antenna upright for it to make a really good transmission. But the name is Mike. My name is Mike. I'm up here in Saginaw. What's your name and approximate location?
My name is James, J-A-M-E-S. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan. Well, if you look my address up, it is in Detroit, but it will come up as Highland Park. So, Highland Park or Detroit, whatever you want to call it.
All right, we'll call it Highland Park, Detroit area. Are you? Well, I'm not super familiar with like downtown Detroit area. I used to work in Dearborn. I work from home up in Saginaw now, but I'm a little bit familiar with Metro Detroit, Dearborn, Livonia, Westland, kind of those areas, and most of the restaurants, because I used to go out to eat a lot. But yeah, I'm not super familiar with that location, but yeah, that's cool. Yeah, the yard work, it can be a bit of a daunting task. I don't have a whole lot of time to take care of my yard, but whenever I do, I go full-fledged into it, and I make a day out of it, or an afternoon, and really knock out a bunch of stuff all at once. I ended up doing that this last weekend. What did you end up doing this last weekend? All right, James, maybe you're mobile. You're not quite making the repeater anymore. I wasn't able to make out any of that last transmission, and I got to get back to work here. WSFY 587, James, it's nice to make your acquaintance. We'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
This is WSFY 587. You have a whole lot of status. But by the way, the other person, this is WSFY 587. Hope to hear from you soon. WSFY 587, clear. Anybody else? The chat is all yours. Clear.
Yeah, was that station 969? This is WSID 817. You're definitely making the repeater.
Sorry about Highland Park. Thank you. Appreciate it. Just trying to play around my antenna a little bit. I just put the sheet on underneath this, see if I'm helping you out. Need you from inside the house here.
Yeah, roger that. You got a little bit of that Detroit diesel behind you, but other than that, your audio is ever so slightly low, but I can make you out okay. You have a good day. You're welcome to for the radio check. So take care and have a good day.
Copy that. WSJS
896, Cleveland Monitor. WRWJ 903,
WSGH 922 monitoring.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET 25 Sun coming mobile and monitoring.
WSGG772, Shelby Township mobile monitoring.
Good afternoon from WRWB 49.
WSFY 587, WSFY 587.
WSFZ 793, I copy. Negative copy on WSFZ 793. This is WRWB 49. Will be standing by.
WSBT 754.
WRWB 49.
Mike, you must be on the road heading home.
I'm on the driveway here to my two kids.
Yeah, you're a little bit choppy. I'm just crossing Joy Boulevard, I-94, Roger.
Yeah, cut. You ought to be ending here at the top of it almost.
Yeah, you're not quite making the machine fall there, Mike. Not getting all that.
How about now? I'm stationary.
Yep, got all of that, man. You on your way home?
Yeah, I'm almost to my QTH.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I just got out of work. Doing the old battle on I-94 as we speak.
When you get up to about around just past the 240, you're going to have a wrecker on the right shoulder. So it's going to, you're going to have some rubberneckers.
Yeah, and it just now started. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, I just came home from that way. I got on around like 26 or 94 there.
Okay. Your AC is usually backed up like this almost every day.
much. That's how it usually is. Well, they got that construction going on up there at 26 in between County Line and Gratiot. Plus, they got some construction going on Washington Street, you know, going into New Haven Road. So, up there, it's all congested.
Yeah, I take this all the way up to 266, Gratiot, near Marysville, so it is what it is. I like my old schedule getting off at 2:30. Traffic is about half as bad.
Copy. Well, I just pulled into my QTH here, so I will catch you later.
Okay, Mike, have a good night, and maybe we'll catch you in the morning, man. You have a good afternoon. WSBT 754.
We'll catch you in the morning. I'm usually out there about around 4 o'clock, 4:30.
Copy that, man. Have a good night, buddy.
Thank you. WRWB 49 will be clear.
WSBT 754 mobile.
WSBM 993 monitoring. WSID 817 from WSBM 993. Copy, Mike.
Yeah, I hear you, Chad. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a message, email confirmation a little bit ago from Alex over at Saginaw County. And I got that orientation tomorrow over there for intake orientation for volunteering, 5:30 to 6:30. So I'll be in attendance of that, I guess, tomorrow. Copy that?
Yeah, roger, roger. I do copy that. That's cool that they're going to do an orientation. You'll have to let me know how many people are going to be in there. Depending on when you want to start working, I'm going camping this weekend because it's a holiday weekend, so I'm not going to be in, but, if you really wanted to, they could pair you up with somebody, or you can just wait until next weekend or something.
Next weekend I got my daughter, so, this weekend I don't have my daughter, so, next weekend I will have her, so I won't be able to do next weekend, unfortunately. But possibly might be able to get something in this weekend, but I kind of prefer to do it if you're there or whatever, because I know you personally, you know, a little bit, and I deal with anybody, but I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, roger that. I don't know, I definitely won't be there this weekend. I'll be there the weekend after, but, we'll have to work something out. I'll text you back. Some days that'll work, but you might have better luck training with somebody else, or you might at least start sooner. Everybody's super, super friendly in there, and everyone's just happy to be there, and everyone will be happy that you're there. So I really wouldn't be too nervous about who you end up getting paired up with. But yeah, it would be cool if we could sync up and start doing the same days, because we can hang out and let the dogs run around and whatnot. I'll show you how I do it. Yeah, that's super cool. I'll look forward to seeing you out there soon.
Yeah, roger that. The days that you normally work over there are the same days that Lori is normally there, correct?
Lori usually does Wednesdays, like she's there all day Wednesday, and then she's usually there one day on the weekend, typically on a Sunday. So she'll probably be there this weekend, and she'll probably be there tomorrow. I'll have to ask her, but she usually sets Wednesday aside to go walk dogs all day long.
Yeah, roger that. Now, the people that do the training and stuff like that, like for the dog walking, are those different, they got different people like that would train me to do like the dog kennels and stuff too, or is that the same people that would train me for the dog walking and the dog kennel cleaning too, or is it like two different types of people, or are they all the same?
So the general orientation, it'll take, usually it's the director that does it, Rachel, she'll introduce you to the entire building. So you'll walk around, you'll see the different areas and what they're called, and by the end of it, you'll have more questions than answers, because none of it's dog specific or cat specific. It's mostly just getting you acquainted with the building and certain regulations that you have to follow. So the orientation that you're going through soon, it's just meant to get, they'll go through the volunteer handbook. There's some forms that you need to sign. You got to sign the volunteer book and hand it back in. They're just going to go through the volunteer handbook at the orientation, so... all the rest of your questions will be answered, like, on the job, basically. One of you will show up, somebody will be there to help you, and they'll show you how to get dogs out, where to take them, how to put them back in, and those kinds of questions will be answered, when you're one-on-one with whoever you're training with. Gotcha?
I can't do that one for sure. We'll figure it out. We'll get it all situated, I guess, you know, for sure. I appreciate all your help and assistance as well on this, and all your information too as well. Greatly appreciate it. But, hey, man, we'll let you get back to your work or your employment or your job or whatever you're doing or working with the dogs or whatever you're up to at home. But we'll talk with you again a little later, Mike. 993 will be monitoring and clear off yours.
Yeah, roger that, Chad. Welcome aboard, and we'll be seeing you around. I got another minute and 30 seconds before I'm logging off work, so then I'll be taking the dogs for a walk. So I'm going to be taking it easy. I don't think I have any plans tonight. So, yeah, we'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'm clear and I'm monitoring.
Copy that one. And I heard you talking yesterday on here, too, by the way, last night about the K8BAC net there. I'm going to have to listen in on that when you do that net, just to kind of monitor. Copy?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, last night was the first time that I ever tried doing something like that, and it was pretty fun. So the next time is in 2 weeks. I think it's September 8th, Monday at 9 p.m. Let's put the calendar. Yeah, September 8th at 9 p.m. I'll shoot a reminder out, because I know Greg, WSGU, I can't remember his call sign, 922. Greg's going to be calling in, and yeah, if anybody else listening and they can reach the repeater, that'd be fantastic. Try and get as many check-ins as we can. But yeah, that's cool. Thanks for listening in and supporting my hobby. Yeah, we'll talk again. This is WSID 817.
Roger, copy that one, Mike. Too bad we couldn't have some nuts on the GMRS radio side. That'd be kind of cool if they'd able to have some nuts on the GMRS side, but I guess they don't do that, I guess. So. But all right, WSDM 993 will be on it.
Gotcha, Chad. We'd probably have to get Sean's permission to do a net. But yeah, it would be cool to do it on GMRS too, so We'll talk again. Drive safely and have a fantastic day. We'll talk again.
WSGH-922 monitoring.
YRZP-544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Hey, Sheboygan Bob. This is WSAQ-580. Good to hear you again. I don't think that Sheboygan's been linked for a while.
Yeah. 580? No, it's been up for quite a while. I probably just haven't been on the radio much, Roger.
Yeah, 10-4. I haven't been on as much either, but yeah, I know it was down for a little while, but yeah, it's good to know it's back up and... yeah, good to hear you.
Sir, always a pleasure to have you in my RC. Mrs. and I are in the old side-by-side here. We're going to go out and look at the elk here in the Pigeon River this evening.
Well, sir, that sounds like my kind of adventure. I wish you luck and have a good time on that trip. That sounds fun.
This is a big part of my retirement. Take the old Arctic Cat Pro and tool around in the Pigeon River there and look at all the beautiful wildlife, Roger.
Again, you're speaking my language. That sounds great. I'm more of an ATV guy myself, but once retirement hits, I would definitely upgrade to the side-by-side, no doubt.
Sir, you and yours have a fine day and the rest of your week if I don't talk to you again. Always a pleasure to have you in my home and receive. WRCP-544, clear monitoring on your final there, sir.
All right, right, Bob. Thanks. Yeah, you have a good and safe trip, and I'll be clear as well. WSAT 580.
This is 944 WIUG 38. Copy.
G488 WRZT 544. Good evening, Jack.
Well, good evening, Bob. You're sounding excellent. I know you're driving, but you're sounding good.
I'm pretty impressed. I got an RA25 in the side-by-side here with one of them incognito little 4.5-inch black antennas. I tell you what, thank you for the kind words, Roger.
Roger, always a brother to brother. Roger?
My brother from another mother. How you been, Jack? You're spending quite a much time on the old ham bands, are you?
Oh, I've been a little bit busy here and there. Go out with the family, come back and all that. Sometimes stay there for too long, come back. And I've been on the other side of ham. Not much, really, but like almost every day, you know, for a little bit. And it really is not too many things going on that side of the band.
That, well, spending time with the family is always a plus. My cousin and nephew were up from Marine City this weekend, and of course we had them out in the old Pigeon River here in the side-by-side, and then they'll be up again this week. And then I plan on going down there for the Liberty and the Disabled Hunt. And I plan on spending the rest of the deer season on and off down there with them as well.
I see you're saying, yeah, well, that's a good time. That is a really good time to go there. Roger?
I'm looking forward to spending this year's deer season hunting with my family, so that's a definite plus, Roger.
Roger, that is a good choice, Bob. Really, it's a good choice. Don't pass it away. All right, Bob, good talking to you and good to hear from you. We'll talk later. WIUG 48.
Jack, yeah, my cousin threatened me. He said, if you don't come down there, I'm coming up here to get you. And then a side note, I hooked him up with two handhelds there in Marine City, and they hitting the Mayville repeater down there. So if you hear them out, they're family. They're using my call sign, and it's all good, Roger.
Oh, no problem, Bob, at all. No problem at all. Just tell them, just give them my name. That's all you need to know. I'm listening. I was listening all day today on the radio between here and the other side of the world.
Brother, you'll catch me on and off the air there. And as always, Jack, a pleasure speaking to a brother from another mother. You and yours be safe, and best to your family, Jack. WRZP 544, clear monitoring on your final, sir.
Hey, Bob, again, good talking to you. Take care. WIUG 48.
WSIL 946, monitoring the frequency.
WRXD 901, WSQY 438. WSDY 438, clear.
Is that the guy out of Isabella County? WIUG, 438.
Good afternoon, Jack. How you doing? WSDY 438, Isabella County.
Oh, very good. How about you? How's the weather by you? And it's a little bit not too bad at all right now.
Yeah, doing really good. Weather's good. Couple little clouds, little puffy clouds up there, but sunshine here in Isabella County. We've been getting good rain, though, this year for the farmers. Have done well here in this area.
Roger that. I just want to see how you're doing, and that's about it. Take care and have a good day. WIUG 48.
Hey, thank you, Jack 488. We appreciate you. Thanks for the shout there. You have a great day, too. Good hearing you. Have a good night, WSDY 438.
Testing, testing. WSAL 946. Radio's working there, Tester.
WSHR 566. WSCG 44. You got a copy?
Oh, Kevin, WSCG 844. What's happening?
Oh, nothing. Just walked in the door.
Copy that. Yep, I'm just coming into Washington Township on 53.
Did you get off work later today?
Yeah, I was a little busy today. So how was your day? Were you busy?
Yeah.
And copy that. Was it a good day?
Yeah.
Roger, roger. What else is going on? Anything?
Oh, not that much. I'll probably eat and maybe work on my my RC a little bit, probably.
Copy that. Yeah, send me a picture, Tom, when you get a chance up to see how far you got on it.
I will. I'll take one tonight. I was supposed to send you one last night.
That's all right. No problem. Come back.
I said, how's your wife feeling today?
Oh, she's doing better, thank God. Yeah, she is. Feeling a little bit better. How about yours?
Oh, her back's probably a little bit, but she went to the doctor today, so she didn't have a... She did not, they said she did not have a heart attack, so that's good.
Thank God for that. Good to hear.
Roger, roger that.
and I'm looking for the dam's a 3-day weekend. Tonight, don't know what we're going to do, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, copy that. I don't know what we're doing anything. I don't think we have anything too planned, I don't think, as of right now.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah. I don't know. I'm tired. I got to finish cutting the grass, but I got two more days, and I don't think it's going to rain anymore, so... Hopefully.
Yeah, copy that. Mine needs it too, but I'm letting it grow a little bit. And then I'll probably maybe just do it on probably on Wednesday when I'm off.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I'm trying to get home early enough tomorrow. I'll do it.
Yeah, copy that. You're coming in real, real scratchy. I guess the week when I see on. So I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you later. I'll give you a call or something, or maybe if the link is on or something. So talk to you later. Have a good night. And tell Kelly we said hi. And have a good day tomorrow. If I don't talk to you, at WSHR-566, clear after your final.
Yeah, roger that, Jeff. Yeah, I'm in the car. Trying to save the files on the truck. I just need to take it once twice a week. Yeah, have yourself a good evening. Final talk to you. And then, Devin and Tanya, we said hello. And, we'll talk to you later. So, you guys enjoy your evening and talk to you later. And have a good day tomorrow. So, I'll surprise that with you tomorrow. Talk to you later, bud. WSTU-844, we're clear.
Are you out there?
Be listening. I'll talk to you later, Jack. WRK 359.
Blue with WIUD.8. Just one.
Careful, Robert. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUD.8 clear.
WRUG 488, WRTX 957. Jack, you out there? No, copy on WRUG 488, WRTX 957 clear.
WSFG 793, WSIL 946. WSIL 946 clear. Eight four one. Are you monitoring the frequency? WSAL 946. No copy, Ohio. WSAL 946. I'm clear and standing by.
WRZZ 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSFY 587, clear. WSFY 587, listening. In case someone wants to speak, I would like to start a conversation. Standing by, listen.
Again, all I hear is static. Yeah, I'm probably not making it in the repeater. HTs are useless.
I heard that you're not making the repeater. That's all I heard. By the way, there's bad connection. I don't know if you can hear me, but I only can hear you a little. The last part I heard is something about making a repeater. You might have to find a new hotspot zone. and keep your antenna straight up if you got a handheld radio.
WSJK 393, WSDY 438.
WSFY 587, listening. Sorry about that, I said 5811. What I meant was, my call sign is WSFY 587.
WSJK 393, is that you, Sean?
Yeah, it is.
Alrighty. I know your friend Bill. The guy over here, he lives in Mount Pleasant. I work with him there, WSDY 438, I'm Dan. I can hear y'all right here in Shepherd. You're coming out of Midland, you're doing pretty good off that repeater there. It's coming out of Saginaw probably, but alrighty. Thanks for the shout back there, Sean. My name's Dan, I'm here at Shepherd, Isabella County, WSDY 438.
All right, Dan. Yeah, I was actually talking to Bill for a good amount on text messages, but that's pretty cool. I'm glad I'm at least making it. My HP has been a little bit of a pain. Put an antenna up in the tree to see if it would help. But it's just to, I should be able to make contact if this is what I've made since I've gotten to like.
Right. You're a little quiet. I mean, you can hear you. There's a little static in there with you, constant static, and maybe you could talk a little closer to your mic or something. I don't know, but if not there, it's just maybe bigger antenna. I'm not no technician, so I'll let you figure that out. But all right, Sean, good hearing you. Good talking to you there. Yeah, Bill told me I happened to catch your number there. I thought that guy Bill was talking about. So all right, Sean. WSDY 438, you have a good night over there, and good hearing you on here.
All right, thank you very much.
Yeah, that was terrible right there. Sound like you walked in the other room and started talking. All right. Have a good one there, Sean. Something happened on that last transmission there. You definitely dropped right out of there. Your signal was there to the repeater, but you didn't have any modulation. So check, check. WSDY 438. We're going to let it go.
Hey, 438. You sounded good here. Coming off the Mount Clemens and Detroit repeater. Sounded really good. WSAL 946.
946, is that Dave?
No, Dave is 793. They say we sound alike. I don't know why. WSAL 946. We have the same radios. Maybe that's why.
I really didn't think it was him, but I was guessing. I'm trying to think of the other name. Is this Sherman or?
No, my name is Sal.
I gotta get my book out here. I got some of these written down. I apologize. I'm not trying to call you somebody you're not, but yeah, you're sounding good here too. WSDY 438.
Hey, 438. You're in Saginaw.
No, I'm in Shepherd, Michigan. I'm making it to the Saginaw repeater, and I guess I'm going from there. I really use a repeater over here that's over in Barrington, but I'm right in the middle there where it's a mess.
Yeah, roger that. I was wondering if, I have no idea when they shut them down, they get done with the linking, with some shenanigans going on, so I was just wondering if things are still open tonight.
Well, I'm hearing you well. You say you're in Mount Clemens?
Yes, sir.
What was your last three numbers there? I'm trying to find you.
I am WSAL 946. Personal is Ralph.
Oh, okay. 946. I might have to write you in here. I don't know if I have you in here.
WSFY 587. Is Dave out there? Copy.
All right, Ralph. Well, good talking to you there. You have a good night there. Appreciate the chat with WXDY 438.
Hey, you too, 438. Good talking. I'm gonna be monitoring.
WRWF 516 mobile raising bill downstream monitoring.
WSFY 587. Dave, you out there? Copy.
I have not heard 793 Dave all day. I've been monitoring, no talking. I have not heard him, James.
The head's up.
Hey, did you ever get a better antenna for your radio? Well, no copy. There was another station in there. I forgot your numbers. Hello, sir.
Good evening. WRWF 516. Brandon, this time. He's a mobile Reasonville Township.
Hey, 516. What's happening? What's happening? You're on the road. Is it safe out there tonight?
It's beautiful. It's finally not disgustingly hot, that's for sure. I love this time of year, man.
Yeah, me too. Well, it's funny, we hate the cold and we hate the heat, but this morning, I had to actually put some slippers on. I was sitting in the kitchen with the windows open, and I was like, ooh, it's a little chilly.
I love the cold, but I
standing by.
Hey, no copy one. This is 516.
Yeah, I heard somebody else in there. Go ahead. Kind of surprising I'm actually making it into this repeater right now. I'm traveling away over here by the Monroe County Fairgrounds. I'm headed the exact opposite direction.
And who might you be, sir? You sound familiar.
Name's Frank. WRWF 516.
Oh, Frank, sounded good now, for sure.
Yeah, we're about 1050 Raisinville Road, headed westbound. Yeah, I was kind of surprised to hear this.
I can tell you're mobile, but so I didn't really copy anything you just said.
Copy that. I'll be back off on the side monitoring here. You're chatting with me, WRWF 516.
All right, 516. WSAL 946. Ralph, the personal, if you stand by.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Monroe
County? Not Monroe. Where am I at? Well, I'm Lake St. Clair.
All right. Y'all double keyed on one another. Let's try that again. One at a time, please.
WSAL
946,
down in my
hometown.
Can you hear me, Bob?
All right, gentlemen, you're quick on the key. You double keyed. I heard both of you. Let's try it one more time. One at a time now.
I'll go second.
WSFY587,
how you doing, Bob?
There we go, much better. WRZP544 for identification purposes. I'm doing good, sir. We've just spent about 2.5 hours tooling around in the Pigeon River there in the side-by-side and back home getting some dinner, roger?
I'm doing good. I just got done eating dinner. Heading to bed soon.
Roger that. So how you been, partner? I haven't heard you on the frequency in a while.
I'm doing good.
Do that. Will you and yours be fine, and enjoy the rest of your week there. Always a pleasure to have you in my home and receive. WRZP 544, clear monitoring on your final, sir.
WSFY587, Bob, have a wonderful night. WSFY587, clear.
So hey, 554, Bob. Yeah, I've talked to you before. I got a brother up. I think he's between Mullet and Black Lake, and I'm wondering if I can get him into radio if he can hit a repeater from that area.
BRZP 544 for identification purposes. There's no reason why he shouldn't be able to. I've actually hit the Sheboygan repeater coming outside of Gaylord there, so he shouldn't have any issues, roger?
Hey, roger that. Well, his wife will probably have issues. Other than that, I might just get him into it. I'm going to see him here in a couple of weeks.
Roger that. Let me know if you get him up and running there, and best of luck with the XYL. Yeah, we'll keep an ear out. I just got my family, my brother and my his son down in Marine City set up with radios there on the Mayville repeater. So you hear them out there, they'll be using my call sign, their family. So it's all good up here, brother. Living the dream, roger.
That's awesome, Bob. Thanks for calling. I did hear you met him yesterday talking to your brother-in-law. Explaining the, using the same call sign. I still haven't figured that out. How do you do that with a family member? Do you have to add a little something else to the call sign or just put it out there?
My understanding, that's the number of ways I can do it. I'll throw out my call sign and then use their first name or, you can assign them unit numbers, WRZP 544, base to unit 1, unit 2, yada, 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 roger.
Well, it really don't matter a whole lot, as long as we're licensed and there's no crap heads, communicating, which happens,
Roger that. I like Sean's description of those folks best. They're the little people with beanies with the propellers on their head, roger.
Yeah, I don't even know if they got enough sense to reach up and give it a spin once in a while.
Yeah, they were laying on the go-kart, they wouldn't have enough gas to run around in Churio. I hear you, brother. You know, sometimes it's that way, but then again, you know, they'll shut down the repeaters and they'll go away and then they'll turn the old rascals back on. So it's all good.
Yeah, copy that, Bob. You know, I don't like to talk about this kind of thing too much because it just it seems like it brings on more turmoil, more crapple, you know. So anyway, WSAL 946, I'm going to go clear, Bob. Great talking. I'm going to go clear after yours, sir.
Always a pleasure to have you in my home and my receive. You and yours, be safe and enjoy the rest of your week. WRZP 544, clear the net and monitor.
James, you out there? WSAL 946. 587 James. No copy, 587. WSAL 946. I'm clear.
WSAL 946. Ralph, you still in there? This is WSID 817.
Yeah, hello. How's it going, buddy? WSAL 946 here.
Yeah, Roger. Good. I wasn't sure if I got the call sign correct or not. I was kind of just pulling it from memory. But, yeah, one, this is Mike up in Saginaw. I'm not sure if we've spoken before, but I've heard you enough on the radio to kind of get an idea that you're a friendly guy as well. I just wanted to let you know that you do kind of sound like Dave over the radio. Over.
Well, that's what I've been told. That's what I've been told. Well, we're using the same DB20s. It probably has something to do with it. You know, a lot of you guys are running those... not Motorola's, but the Midland 25s and 50s, and you they have a real similar sound to them, copy.
No, I like Dave, 793. He's a really cool guy. We're not always linked up like this. I'm up in Saginaw and down there in Mount Clemens and whatnot. Mount Clemens and Detroit might get disconnected from us occasionally. I really enjoy it when it's linked up like this. So, but yeah, I end up hearing you a lot in the evenings, and I wanted to shout out and say hello and see how your evening's going for you. How was your day today?
Well, pretty good. You know, I'm kind of locked in the house. I got some physical things happening. I wish they weren't. But as far as 793 Dave, I haven't heard him on the radio in like two days. Hope everything's good with him.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah. It's kind of strange the way that he went about it last time. If he did go into the hospitals, and God forbid, knock on wood, that's not happening right now. But yeah, we used to hearing him out there. He's a very friendly guy, and sorry to hear about your problem, your health issues, or your immobility problems. I really cherish my ability to walk around because I spend a lot of time doing that. I got three dogs. If I don't know if I've ever told you that, Yeah, they need some exercise, and I like taking them out. Do you have any pets or anything?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you 817. I've heard you talking a lot about dogs, and I love dogs. I don't have one. I've had dogs all my life, but right now I don't feel I can take care of the needs of a good dog.
Yeah, do that. They do take it out of me just about every day. but yeah, that's great. Did you ever have like one that was like that you felt like was your dog, that was like a special, like you had a special connection with one? And what radio are you using?
Oh, I've had special connection with several dogs. Well, a couple anyway. I had Sasha, putting her down with Elle. She was a black, pretty, well, when she was younger, she was all black, Australian Shepherd. Smart as whip, frisbee dog. Oh, man. And that was hard. And I had a German Shepherd a few years before that that I let go of that in a divorce because of my children, but I shouldn't have. I should have kept her.
Yeah, Roger that. But, you know, they do seem to come into our lives, at least, even if it's for a time. Every connection we make is for a reason. But that's good though. I guess. I was kind of waiting for my game to load here, and it's loaded up. So I'm gonna go on the monitoring side of things, and we'll talk again. This is WSID 817. Have a fantastic evening, WSIL 946.
All right, 817. Be good. Don't blow up the computer playing that. Them things. Yeah. We'll talk again. WSAL 946. I'm clear.
WSDH 922 monitoring.
WSCI 847. WIUG 38. Copy.
Good evening, 922, WRZP 544.
Well, hello there, Bob, 544, WSGH 922, Greg here.
Hi, Greg. All systems go here up at Great White North, and hope you're doing well, and you and yours, Roger.
Yep, Roger that. Same thing back at you there, Bob. Hope things are all good and you guys are all done with the wood. Hopefully the wood is slowing down for you up there.
All systems go in that respect. Of course, the ice apocalypse put a bunch of timber on the ground, so we're a bit concerned about fire season here this fall, but other than that, everything's kosher here up here, brothers, so gonna wish you and yours the best, and always good to have you in my receipt, so we'll say good evening to you, and as always, WRZP 544, clear and monitoring, and Jack, good evening to you as well, sir.
Okay, Bob. Good hearing you out there, for sure. We'll talk at you again soon. WSGH 922 will be clear.
Hi, Bob. Good to hear you out there. Take care. WIUG 48.
Hey, Bob. Do you think all them treetops that came down, do you think they need to be cleaned up to reduce fires in the future?
WRZP 544 for identification purposes. I tell you what, brother, it's going to take you a good century to clean up everything that dropped up here. DNR has done a good job here in the Pigeon River cleaning up, as well as around the county, I'm sure you can imagine. However, there is an extraordinary amount of fallen timber throughout the area up here in the Pigeon River Forest and surrounding. So, as I said, DNR's done a good job, but it's going to be a couple of years before boy, that all gets cleaned up, Roger.
Hey, Roger, that. Well, from my understanding, I might be wrong, is the Canadian fires, because they don't maintain their forestry. They don't clean things up. They just let it lay, and eventually there's trouble.
No doubt there, brother. What, 5 weeks ago, maybe 4.5 weeks ago, the smoke was just ridiculous. I mean, it damn near blacked out the Mackinac Bridge. That's how heavy the smoke from Canada was here, but it seems to have subsided with the weather and patterns. But yeah, there's a ton of kindling on the ground up here, and of course all around, but we keep our fingers crossed, and God willing, he'll keep us safe, Roger.
Hey, Roger that. Roger that. Well, the right equipment, you could heat your home all winter for $0, you know, with some effort.
Roger that. The missus and I were just out this evening out in the Pigeon River there tooling around. My cousin's coming up with his son here the end of the week, and we're going to finish clearing up at least four different trails back in the Pigeon River there that he's done. And it's a process. It'll happen. And, you know, we just pray that we got Labor Day, and that's our next big season up here for the buggies to come up. You'll forgive the terminology. And we just hope everybody's safe with their fire pits and such, Roger.
Copy that. You know, a lot of people don't know how to be safe, and, you know, take responsibility for what they're doing. So, yeah, it has to be done.
Roger that. And as I said, the DNR has done a fabulous job. I can't say enough about them and the local snowmobile clubs and the two-track clubs. They still continue to work, and as I said, it's a process, and it's going to take a while, but we keep our fingers crossed that Labor Day, all the folks come up and adhere to fire safety, and then once they clear out, it's pretty much dead up here, as you can well imagine, and then the next will be hunting season, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, you know, I used to hunt in the Alpena area, and it's state land. You got to take care of it, though. You know, DNR needs to be heads up on things.
I concur wholeheartedly. One of the things I'm amazed of up here. The Pigeon River Forest, as I understand it, it's state land that belongs to the people. And for years and years now, I've tried to get answers. In the last couple of weeks, clear cutting is going on ridiculously. And then I do have a gentleman I'm well acquainted with DNR, that says, well, they're supposed to replant. But I got more log trucks coming in and out of here, and I can't find an answer to where, okay, who gets the lumber, who gets the money, and where's that timber going, Roger?
Well, you better contact your congressman for that kind of thing.
Trust me, brother, not only am I a sportsman, outdoorsman, but I'm also a conservationist. But the clear cutting that's going on in the Pigeon River here this year and the pastures is just ridiculous. But I continue to reach out to Lansing and everybody and their brother, and I just can't seem to get an answer to that question. Back to you.
Why are they clear cutting the river? I don't understand why they would do that.
Your guess is as good as mine. As I said, it's state forest, and as I'm a resident of Michigan, and that's state land. Especially this year, they've clear cut. I'm going to say at least a good 200-300 acres, if not better, here this year. The road I live on is just a stone's throw from the Pigeon River, and log trucks are continually in and out of there. And then again, the timber sales, where's the money going, where's the timber going? And I continue to keep banging away, but I just can't get an answer to it. From what I understand, as I said, the gentleman I acquainted with through Mission 6 Service Dogs works for the DNR, and he swears they're supposed to replant, but I told him I'd take you out there and show you they ain't replanting the squat, Roger.
Well, they're gonna tell you these things take time, and you're not gonna get oak trees, and the little sapling is gonna take 50 years to get cranking.
I am pleased to report I lost a northern willow on the north side of my property and an oak on the south side to my detached garages. And the northern willow's come back, and it was down to nothing but damn near tree stump. Same with the oak. And then throughout the Pigeon River, all the tops that have come down seem to be growing back. So that's a good sign.
Oh yeah, they'll survive. It's just all that fallen, the limbs and that, you know, they're crowding up the ground, and it needs to be cleaned up so we don't have a big fire, you know, in the future.
Roger that. As I said, all the locals here, that's our main concern. With the folks coming up for all the holidays and all the campgrounds being filled up, and everybody just needs to be safe and conscious of their fire safety. And because, like I said, man, there's more timber on the ground than I think is in the forest in some places up here. So it is what it is, and we're recovering, and we'll continue to do so, Roger.
Copy that, Bob. WSIL 946. I'm going to go clear after your final, sir. Great talking to you.
It's always a pleasure, sir, to have you in my home and my receive. You and yours be safe and enjoy the rest of your week. WRCP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Clear monitoring the frequency.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Great talking.
WSBI 847, WIG 48, copy. Oh yeah, try one more time. WSBI 847, WIG 48, copy. No contact. WIG 48, clear.
48 Jack, you're pounding in here super loud as usual. So you're sounding great. WSAL 946.
Oh, thank you, Ross. Thank you.
How you doing anyhow? I haven't speak to you in a long time.
Well, I'm all right. You know, I can't complain. You know, I wish I saw my kids a little more often, but other than that, everything's pretty good.
Well, that's good. Complaint is not going to do any good anyhow. All right, take care. Have a good evening. WIUG48.
All right, 48, Jack. Be good, man. WSAL 946, I'm standing by.
WRZP 544, WIUG 488.
Yes, Bob, go ahead.
Jack, text me your address. I'm going to be heading down for the Liberty Hunt there in Marine City, and then I'll be heading south down to Toledo. Give me a holler with your address there, and stop in and visit you while I'm on my way down that way, Roger.
Bob, no problem at all. I take care. I will do that for you. Anything you want at WIUG48.
Roger that. I'll see you here in a couple of weeks for the Liberty Hunt, and then I'll be back down in Marine City there doing some more hunting with family. So I'll make it a point to stop in and give my brother from another mother a handshake and a hello. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear and monitoring on your final, sir.
Yeah, Jack,
I'll
see you out there. WSAL 946. How about 284 Alex? You out there? Hey, no copy. WSAL 946. I'm clear and standing by. WSAL 946. I'm monitoring the frequency.
WRZP 544. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bob. Yeah, we talked a little while ago. WSL 946.
Roger that. I got that. Back in the day, we'd have late night conversations. Any topic dealing with radio antennas, you name it, when old Don was around. So we'll let it be, and we'll continue to monitor like yourself. WRZP 544.
Well, hey, 544, talking about antennas, I've got a, it's a Slim Jim. It's not a J-Pole, a 9S. S9, it's hanging in the kitchen, but I'm pretty close to the repeaters, so seems like it's working well for me. But I don't know, a little ground pull on the roof might be a better option.
Roger that. I've got a detached six-car garage that I have, one of the rooms I have my Radio Shack in, and currently I'm on a Bofang UV-32 here in the living room. I keep threatening to bring in my KG-1000 Plus, and I've got a tram dual band, pre-tuned. I can, on the tower, but I have another one here. I keep threatening to put it up and run that KG-1000 Plus here in the living room myself, but very little popcorn. You're always crystal clear, and no complaints on this end, Roger.
Well, geez, thank you for the comeback on the audio. But, well, hey, you don't want to blow up the pole barn now, do you? You could.
I could do a lot of things that I need to do, but it's just an idea. My XYL, we're thinking about going ahead and bringing that into the house here for the winter and finally getting get that other tram antenna dual band up on the roof here, and then run the cable in here to the living room for the base station rather than the old handheld. Roger.
Hey, Roger. That. Well, antennas. I'm pretty decided on what I'm going to go with, but it's just that feed line, that coax that is up in the air.
When it comes to feed line, as you know, height is always good for antenna. I consistently run on all my rigs that LMR 400. Never had any issues with it, and good SWR returns.
Well, that's kind of what I'm hearing. Do it right, do it once.
And that's the truth. The ice storm did my tower a number. I've got for my 10 meter and a ham rig, I've got a 4-element Yagi mounted on the horizontal there. And then I've got an ICOM 710, 90-foot long wire. A tree that came down next to the garage here. Thank goodness it didn't hurt the garage, but it definitely pulled all the coax off the tower. And I still got to get that repaired. But, yeah, I'm thinking about it. But then again, you know, you're crystal clear. As I said, very little popcorn or static in the background. So if it's not broke, don't fix it, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Thank you for the compass. Thank you for the interpretation. I guess I'm doing pretty well.
No, definitely top shelf in your transmission and your modulation. Definitely top shelf there.
Well, we got to thank these repeaters. You know, I love to thank the repeater owners, the maintenance people, everybody that takes care of all of it. I would like to thank them. If they're listening, I thank you.
Oh, I concur 100%. There, I'm a 100% disabled veteran. I hunt and fish quite a bit. And I own a side-by-side, and I tool around in many forests around here. And, yeah, we're blessed to have the network, and, not only can my family keep an eye out for me, and should anything happen while I'm about, you know, I can always get a hold of somebody. So, yeah, we're truly blessed to what we have here.
Thank God. I have questions on, well, I'm disabled, I want to hunt, but I can do it from my car. Like during bow season, can I use a shotgun? I don't know.
I'm 100% disabled veteran myself. I have my DNR paperwork to hunt out of my truck or side by side. Sure, you can use a shotgun. Now, where are you located, over?
Well, I'm in Macomb County. I'd have to travel north to be able to hunt. But I'm thinking about doing it again. It's been a few years.
Do that. I'm headed down to Marine City myself to hunt with my family this year for the Liberty Hunt, and then again I'll be back down for the regular season down there. And up here, we're okay with any caliber. And then, as you know, below that line, a 450 Legend and below, something of that caliber. I don't see any problem with that. But go online. You can download the application. doctor's signature, and you're good to go to hunt out of your truck and your side-by-side or whatever you got there, Roger.
Hey, Roger that. I'm right by the freeway here. I see there's a few bucks running around, but you can't even use a bow and arrow on them. I mean, it's not right.
Roger that. I'm a stone's throw from the Pigeon River here, and we're inundated with the deer, which is a good thing. And I do crossbow hunt, and I do rifle hunt up here. So it's all good, man. It's all good. But definitely get online there, get that printed out, and get it to your doctor, and you shouldn't have any issues.
Hey, copy that. I'm going to look into it, though, Bob. Thank you.
Worth it, and I'm an Army veteran, and again, thank you for your service.
Well, things can be better for us, but you know what? I can't complain too much.
Oh, truly blessed to have all the quirks and the perks we have here in Michigan. My plates are free, my vehicle. My primary residence is I don't pay personal property tax, and of course all my hunting and fishing licenses are free, so as a veteran you couldn't ask much more out of Michigan for that, Roger.
Roger that. Well, I'm not a native citizen. So I don't think I can get those perks.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did you not say that you're a 100% disabled veteran?
No, sir, I'm not.
I stand corrected then. Yeah, as a 100% disabled veteran, I get all those perks here in Michigan. So again, I'm truly blessed to have those opportunities afforded to me.
It's all gone. I'm pretty messed up here, but I haven't had it documented.
As far as your hunting opportunities go, do download that form. You don't need to be a veteran to get that permit to hunt out of your vehicle or side-by-side. It's a simple form. Fill out, take it to your doctor, and then submit it to the DNR, and they'll send you your paperwork to carry with you and a sticker that's good for life for disabled hunters here in Michigan.
Copy that. I am going to look into it and see what happens.
Piece of cake. It's a blessing to have here in Michigan. And as I said, you don't need to be a veteran. You've got disabilities that don't allow you to move freely through the wilderness. They'll hook you up, and it's pretty hassle-free and straightforward.
Well, you know, managing the deer population, I'm all about that. You know, I really am. If it gets out of control, things can, crap all it can have with this herd, and it's not good.
I concur there. I'm an avid coyote hunter, too, so I was glad to hear that the DNR just reversed themselves and it's back to year-round. We do have a heavy, heavy population of coyotes here.
What do you do about them? Do you get them at night? Do you get them in the day? When do you take them out?
Typically, I'll hunt them in the evening. I've got thermals on my sniper rifles, if you will. I'm a retired hunter and first airborne ranger myself, so I got the tools. Typically at nights when I do my best coyote hunting, when the sun starts going down, that's when them rascals run around everywhere up here.
Yeah, copy that, Bob. Well, I'm a big EOTech fan. I've got lots of stuff. And I might just jump into the pits.
Look at that, brother. Always a pleasure to talk with another enthusiast and outdoorsman and sportsman. So if you ever get this way, definitely look me up. And if nothing else, get your butt up here and we'll go do some coyote hunting. So we used our nickel and we'll let the network roll and we'll do it again. Always a pleasure, sir, to have you in my home and my receiver. WRCP 544, clear monitoring on your phone.
All right, 544. Great talking. WSAL 946. I'm gonna go clear her, sir.
WSCI 847. The station out there, Cleveland. 847. WIUG 48, copy. Oh, I guess not. WIUG 48 is clear. 202
tonight, Jack.
Yes, sir. How you doing this evening? Hi there, 202, take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48, clear.